is an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world to the dumb needs. Dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up and not speak front, no strings, none matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high wire in a fire, representing seven games in a government for hire in a combat site. Let the weapon come in a hurry with the fury speeding down.
Yeah, this is Radio Doomsday Live. I'm your host, Mike Luckman. We have got a bang-up show for you tonight. My special guest is Carlos Barrios, a Mayan priest, historian, and anthropologist, coming to us live directly from Guatemala, and his wife, Adriana Rojas, who's a female shaman and author, as well as an internationally known lecturer. We're going to go to Carlos and Adriana in just a few minutes, but first I wanted to mention that this program is being brought to you by a new sponsor, Bioemergency Foods. They specialize in delicious freeze-dried foods. I've sampled it, and I want to tell you it's really great. You can't eat gold, but in an emergency, or maybe not even in an emergency, go to Bioemergency Foods. They feature legacy premium foods that have a 25-year shelf life, and it's really good stuff, and the price is right. It's the lowest price on the internet for this type of food, and don't think of survival food as stuff that you wouldn't want to eat. This is stuff that is really tasty, the equivalent, let's say, of supermarket food at least. So give them a call. They're at 1-888-543-7345. That's 1-888-543-7345. Be sure to mention that you heard of them on Radio Doomsday Live. Just a couple of news notes at the opening of the show. There was a really disturbing report about Mount Fuji, the famous Mount Fuji in Japan, and that because of a recent earthquake, Mount Fuji has been unusually dormant, but they're fearing an eruption that could happen at any time that would affect could affect millions of people as far away as Tokyo. That's something to keep an eye on. Also, here in New York City, oddly enough, or maybe not so oddly in these times, there's a Doomsday Film Festival and Symposium that's being held this weekend in the Tribeca section of Manhattan. So you might want to check that out. They have films and speakers and even an art exhibit. It's very interesting. Anyway, there's lots to talk about. Mainly I want to focus tonight on the Mayan calendar, the famous December 21st, 2012 date, and more importantly, really what times that we're living in and how we're going to get through it, hopefully all together. So I'd like to welcome to the show Carlos Barrios from the Mayan priest from Guatemala. Carlos, welcome to the show.
Hi, good night. Thank you for this invitation to come, because for us it's a gift to can share with the people. But you know, there are many confusion about the famous date of the 21 of December of 2012.
Yes.
So, in the beginning, thank you. Thank you very much. And
okay.
Hi.
Carlos, let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen precisely on that date? Will anything happen at all? I mean, I know it's not the end of the world on that date, but the question really is anything, are we going to feel any different when we wake up on the morning of December, on that December 21st date?
It's for the ordinary people, it's like an ordinary day. It's the people who doesn't have the sensitivity and sensibility. They are not harmonized with the elements, with the vibration of the sun and this galactic horizon who we are in the horizon this day with the center of the galaxy. And this elliptical alineation of many planets, we're going to receive many energies. And for us, the most important, as we say, this is not the end of the world. We never say nothing about it. any of the chamans or Mayan priests or priestesses or any of the elders. No one of us did. This is came from the media, from sensationalist people who talk about it. But we like to explain, and we try to explain to the people, and finally I think the people begin to see this is not the end of the world. It's just the end of a big cycle for 5,200 years. And this day, we open dimensional doorways, and we can receive many energy and beginning a new a new age for humanity, beginning a new times. But it's not like you turn on the light. This is it's for the sensitive people. But the change is not going to happen. The changes are happening now during all this period. Beginning in 1987, when the people perceive more sensitivity to what we are doing with Mother Earth, because this is the danger. We are doing the wrong way. We are leading the material wave, and we don't take attention to our purpose of life. This is like the elders explain us.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, I've been reading a lot lately about the Hopi Indians, and apparently the connection really between the Hopis and the Mayans in terms of similar beliefs really about that we are living, as I feel too, in the end times. Could you comment on that? Do you think we're living in the end times? And if so, how difficult are things going to be as far as environmental and earth changes happening?
Okay. I'm not sure if I really understand, but Hopis descend from Mayan people. And they have some codex, Mexican codex, with influence for Mayan codex. We talked with many times with the elder Saskeshawa, and he showed us the codex. And he has his own interpretation. For us, it's the end of a cycle. It's the end of a period of 5,200 years with the energy of for male energy, and we in relation with the element water. This is the fourth cycle. The first one was a cycle for fire, and has the predomination of the female energy. Then that's of course another cycle for 5,200 years. The next cycle was from the element earth, and it's a male energy. And the other cycle, the third one, as we call the third sun, this is a cycle for air, and it's again a female energy. And we are living now the end of the fourth cycle. Of course, all of these cycles was for 5,200 years. We are living now the end of this period. That's like the elders call the end of the time, but it's not meaning the end of the humanity of the world. The end of a cycle, and this cycle is for water and male energy. We are received the 21 of December. We are going to receive a new cycle, and it's not female or male domination. We are going to share the energy, and we are going to understand that we are a complementary, we are the real partner with the other, and the element who is affecting us is a new element, is the ether element, who exists into the space between planets or galaxies. There are big quantities of ether. So that's meaning in other terms, like we are going to have the access to a cosmical spirit. to a cosmic, we are going to be a part of the cosmic constellations.
Do you, Carlos, think that that extraterrestrials or space beings or space gods or whatever you might call these visitors are going to be showing up and actually having open contact with the human race anytime soon?
Okay, yeah, I was not sure about the question, so yes, okay.
Basically whether extraterrestrials or space visitors will be coming and having contact with us soon.
Okay, I'm going to explain. We need to return into the Mayan history. The elders explain us as we are part or the masters, they say, like, we came, and the Balanev, who is the Jaguars, is like semigods, they came from Pleiades, from the Pleiades. And other people say they came from Atlantis, mythical Atlantis continent.
Yes.
And we call Tula. And the Tula people, they say, like, they came from Orion and from
right.
Pleiades. So, just beginning with this, of course, we accept there are another beings in the space. So, contacts there all the time, a lot of groups around the world. And what we think is when we are ready, we are going to be in most directly contact with another beings.
Okay. Do you believe in? I know that I was talking to Hanbat's men, the Mayan solar priest here, in Mexico. I met him 2 years ago at an event called the Legend of the 13 Crystal Skulls with some other Mayan elders. Do you think that these visitors may indeed be from Planet X or Nibiru?
So, can you repeat if I believe what?
Yeah. Would these space visitors, might some of them be from the so-called 10th planet, Planet X, or also called Nibiru?
Okay. We don't know about where the skulls came. It's not 13 skulls, it's 50. And the prophecy says around the end of the cycle, they are a gathering for the 52 schools. Each of these one is the most sophisticated, ingenious, technological ingenious. And when these 52 schools, they are around a lake, the headmaster is going to activate. The headmaster is in the middle of an island. And a very powerful shaman is going to cross the lake and he's going to activate the other schools. And we have the most amazing technology in this moment. We have ready, we can return to the nature, to the most sophisticated creation. So, when I asked my teachers, my masters, where the schools came, they don't have a specific answer. Some of them say like was from the ancient humanity, who they are in contact with the Pleiadian people and they teach to them to do the schools and they teach the technology. Another elder said, like the schools came from some cosmos cosmical place, but all the references they talk about they came from the star who they call from Greeks, they call Maya in the Pleiades. Others say it's like come from Alcyon. That's the references we have. So for us. this is the for humanity, and we are not the new ones on the face of Mother Earth. So the first humanity was the Hyperboreans, who's the white people descend from the Hyperboreans, who they are was hermaphrodites, and they have not exactly white skin, but most transparent. The other race, the blue ones, was the Lemurians, and the Hindus of the south, close to India, and in the south of India, this is the other race, and the Atlantis, who was the red ones, and the when the black people who descended from the Nubians, Egyptians,
right,
and now it's us, all of us is the new race, because we are completely mixed in this moment. So there are no one who can say, well, I am a pure any race, because all the races have mixed, and that's the result of these times. And this, for example, the Atlantic people have the most high-level technology, but we have now is nothing in comparison from the Atlantis people. And the same happened with the Lemurians. The Hyperboreans, they was more mentalist, more connected with cosmos. They can create, like the elders called Chipkakulha, who is the small ray who is the storms who connect our neuronas and affecting our pineal and the hypothalamus, and that's that we can create the thing as we call reality. And this is in relation with the sacred Mayan calendar.
Yes. Okay. Carlos, please stand by. I want to mention again our new sponsor, Bioemergency Foods. They specialize in freeze-dried foods, legacy premium food that really tastes well. You can't eat gold, but in an emergency, you can eat, and you'll want to eat almost any time. You don't even need an emergency. Buy emergency food. Their phone number is 1-888-543-7345. That's 1-888-543-7345. Something I just learned is that Bioemergency Foods happens to be headquartered in Utah, in the state of Utah, and it turns out that all of the major companies supplying survival food, and at this point it's a maybe a $250 million industry, are based in Utah. And the reason for that is that the Mormon Church insists that that church members store food, and this is very wise, to protect themselves, to have for themselves and their family in the case of an emergency. Anyway, buy emergency foods there at 1-888-543-7345. Carlos, do we have Adriana with us?
Sorry?
Hello?
Yes.
You call us?
Yes, we are here.
Yeah, Adriana there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Adriana. This is Adriana Rojas, who's a female shaman and author and a lecturer. Adriana, I wanted to ask you, I know that you wrote a book, having to do with the women's role, basically, in this transitional period. And I wondered what your point of view, your basic point of view is as to the role of women in this transition.
Okay. Basically, we have a confusion about what is female energy. This period, because we, as Carlos says, we are living in a period of male predominance. Female energy is hidden, but now female energy is increasing, and it's necessary that females remember his power. So,
okay.
we are beginning a new cycle, and new cycle wants our gestation energy. Inside the body of each woman, we have the connection with interdimensional doors who has the possibility to create. That's why we have the possibility to have our kids, our child. So in this moment, because on December 21, it's like a moment of the moment in which the kids were born, the female energy is very important, because we have this energy of the possibility to gestation and the possibility to make that the our kids grow up. So female energy is the one who are going to have the first step in this moment. So women in all around the world are like awakened. If you see, you can see the news, and you see that for the first time, we can see that in different parts of the world in which the women are like kept or violence or something like that. In this moment, we have this information, and there are groups helping these women, because now we need that all the women work together. Mother Earth has the female energy, and we need to work together to create a new cycle. So that's the important thing.
Okay, Adriana, do you think that if women were more in control of running the world, that there'd be less wars going on?
Sorry, I don't understand you. You need to understand that my English is like unga unga English, but okay.
Okay. All right. Well, the question is really, let me repeat it and see. What I'm asking is that if women were in control, if women ran the world, world leaders were all women, let's say.
Now I understand you. No, the purpose of this period is balance. So we don't want now a control by women or a control by men. The purpose of this period is to work together, to walk hand by hand, not a predominance of one or others.
Okay.
So Mayan priest asked to all the world, that we need to remember that we were created in union. The thing is that in the history we start to fight one with others, but basically we are complements. So we don't need to be more than others. We need to recognize who we are. We need that the women recognize who we are. In Mayan world, the predominance of a woman is the same of the predominance of a man. Woman has different works. Woman has the possibility to be with their child, and man work for example, in the plants or in the country, but there are no more importance by one or other. The importance is that each one of us recognize who we are and work together. I don't know if you understand.
Yes, I do, completely. Thank you very much, Adriana, on that. I wanted to go back to Carlos and ask him about the Mayan predictions that were made according to something that I read on his website, such events as 9/11 and the tsunamis and even the election of President Obama were apparently forecast by Mayans. Is that true, Carlos?
Yeah, I guess we made these predictions. We predict to the collapse of the stock market and the bank problems. And there are many ways for do the predictions. It's people who are visionary, and they check with the Mayan sacred calendar for a more exactitude of the dates. And there are another who use the sacred pouch, the Cité beans, and we use a specific technique to check it. And we made another way, we use another way, who is the I don't know, it's like a bowl with water and some oils and some herbs, and we can see the future. So for Mayan people, this is nothing than special. It's something like anyone can do. But we lost the connection. It's just to reconnect. So we do these predictions, and I can we can say now, in this moment, with the transit of Venus, for the Mayan people, for us Mayan is not the planet of love. For us, it's the planet to confront us. It's the planet of the energy of change, and when Venus have this apparently path on the face of the sun, automatically in the earth there are problems like wars, like economical problems, like Mother Earth beginning to have a suffering more complication, like earthquakes, inundations, we are living now. So Venus crossed the face of the sun in the past June, so now we are waiting for violence, and we are prayer, and with all the elders, we are doing ceremonies to control, because the possibility of a big war is a real possibility in this moment. So we need to create the mind. We need to call the attention to the people, like we can create all with our mind. Like we can create the chaos, we can create the peace, we can create the balance, we can recover our power. And the intention now is to light a baby blue candle and put our focus into the peace, because we are not ready for this, for wars. And the next war can be very, very destructive. So we need to create the balance of the economy and to create a more humanitarian economy, because they are a big disbalance. They are someone who have a lot, and there are many people, billions of people, who doesn't have nothing. And millions who doesn't have nothing for to eat, but we are proud that we went to the moon, and now we went to Mars, and but if someone come to judge us, we really feel proud about the environment destruction, and our kids or our elders. They are living and walking in the streets, and they don't have nothing to eat. I don't think the humanity can feel proud about nothing as we are doing.
Yeah,
so we need to recover the sense of to be a human, and we need to recover the purpose of life, and we need to be clear what is my purpose, my personal purpose. But the attention isn't to create this new balance, and we can change. For those we don't have a war, we need to stop the economical destruction for beginning, and after we need to think into and to open our space for create this new humanity.
Okay, Carlos, just hold on. We'll be right back. We're just going to take a quick break. Wanted to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that about our latest sponsor, Bioemergency Foods. Bioemergency Foods specializes in freeze-dried foods, legacy premium food. It's wonderful food. And in an emergency, you may not be able to eat gold, but you can certainly eat Bioemergency Food products, legacy premium food. It's nearly gourmet. It's a supermarket, at least as good as what you get in a supermarket. It's freeze-dried, so you just have to add boiling water, and there you go. Bioemergency Foods has the by far the lowest prices on the market of any other company selling survival food. So again, you want to call these folks as soon as possible and store some food, because it's one of the first things you're going to need, food and water and, of course, shelter in an emergency. Their number is 1-888-543-7345. That's 1-888-543-7345. My guest tonight is Carlos Barrios, a Mayan priest, historian, and anthropologist coming to us direct from Guatemala. I wanted to ask Carlos about whether he has any prediction, or whether any of the other Mayans have any predictions about the coming presidential election here in the United States between incumbent President Barack Obama and the Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney. Do you have any thoughts on who might win the election?
Okay, this is very hard for me. In the past, I was more light to talk about it. I have some restriction to the elders to talk about political, but I want to say something. It's very important to have the sense of the people who is going to really create balance into the world. United States is lost the path, and the economy is completely broke. You have a loan for $16 trillion. So this is a very insane economy. And it's not with violence, it's not with imposition, but your country is going to recover. You need to learn to share with the other countries. You need to create a humanitarian project. And in this case, we don't see with a conservative mind, we can recover and develop new way. Now the economy is in Asia. The who are growing with a lot of expectation is Latin America. The United States never put attention relative to Latin America. They are just explode our products and our materials, the resources who is not renewable. Don't give us nothing, because just the dream of the United States is based in the problems of Latin America. So it's important to create more balance. It's important to take attention who is the people who you are going to elect. And when we hope and our prayer is for not just for you, for all humanity, we don't fall in the hands, and we don't return to these people who are just sinking in the war. And our prediction is we sink, and we believe, and we see the future. So we are continue with this new energy who changed some years ago. And we think we can preserve the peace of Okay, that's easy.
Okay. Okay, Carlos, we're going to take another break and back in a moment to continue this discussion. We have a little time left, and I want to go back to our new sponsor, Bioemergency Foods. They specialize in legacy premium foods, which is really great food. You can't eat gold in an emergency, however you can. And you will want to eat legacy premium food products available through Bioemergency Foods. You can reach them at 1-888-543-7345. That's 1-888-543-7345. These products have a 25-year shelf life, and they're quite healthy, I'm told. And it's certainly something you should check out. The price is right. They're the lowest price of survival food of any of these major companies. As I mentioned, they're located in Utah where the Mormons are, and the Mormons insist that you store, and I think very wisely, that you store enough food to take care of yourself and your family in the case of any kind of an emergency. I want to ask you, Carlos, about the possibility of a pole shift and whether or not you think that this is something that could actually happen. As I've read, a Wandering Wolf, for example, I'm sure you know who he is, a Mayan elder from Guatemala, has been quoted as saying that that a pole shift really is inevitable, and that it could happen, it would seem, any time within the next, you know, several years, three years or so. Do you think that a pole shift may happen? And if so, when do you think that might occur? And how serious do you think it would be?
I don't understand this word. Sorry. Pole shift? What is it?
Well, do you think that there may be a pole shift?
Pole shift? No. Can you explain me another word? I don't.
A pole shift where the Earth, where the North Pole spins.
Okay, yeah.
And becomes the South Pole.
I understand what are you talking about.
Not
physically, because people doesn't understand what that's meaning. If the Mother Earth torn immediately, it's a cataclysm, chaos. But the magnetic poles can turn and happen many times. And we are waiting for this change. Not now, but in a close future, the magnetism of the poles is going to shift. And this is now we are seeing, this is part of the change. This is part of the predictions, and this is part of the evolution of the human beings.
When, Carlos, do you think that might actually happen?
I think it's happening. Okay, I'm going to explain something. For us, important thing is numbers in it's, for example, a kid is not a kid anymore. It's considered an adult when he arrived to 13. This is the period of fire. The second period of 13 years, when we arrive to 26, is with the element earth. And the third cycle of 13 years is the element air, that means 39 years, and when we are to 52, is with the change really beginning. That's meaning. In this year 2012, plus 52 years is when the change really is going to happen. So in 52 years we can shift the energy of the poles.
Carlos, how many people do you think actually may, I hate to say this, but how many people might perish, might die as a result of a pole shift happening. Hunvat's men, I asked him the same question, and he said that in the case of a pole shift, that millions of people actually would die. I'm wondering what your view is on casualties or the problem of how many people would be affected by a pole shift.
Okay, our prediction is that something is going to happen. It's going to survive the 20% of humanity. But in all of the cases, we need to take more attention what we are doing with the contamination, because the greenhouse effect is going to affect more like the polar shift. Our body is in this moment doing a new adaptation, and if someone feels pains in his bones, in his joints, or headaches, or different change, it's because our body is open the space for receive the new energy, and that's meaning we are going to be ready for this change of magnetical change. So we create a change now with our tools, with our toys, the cell phones, the computers, and all this radiation with the media, and with the environment, the electricity, we turn the balance of the positive or negative electricity, we turn to a more positive. We need to recover balance within negative. I am talking about electricity. I am not talking about positive or negative energies from right. physical or not. No, I am talking about physical. We need to return to create balance between negative, because negative is more is down now. It's all, and they are more positive energy for the computers and cell phones and all these things. So
okay, I was going to say the Mayans supposedly believe that there's going to be 3 days of darkness accompanying a pole shift. And it's during that period of time that would be the most dangerous, because people would be displaced and they would be, not knowing really which direction to go in. Do you think that 3 days of darkness may be coming soon?
No, this is not true. This is a word for someone who create another expectation. You remember the people think and believe and put words in our things in the Mayan prophecies. This is another physical history. If they are not 3 days, 1 day with no light, all the days is darkness, everything is frozen, and humanity and any kind of life in the face of the Mother Earth disappear. Everything died. And of course, 3 days is more than we can support. No, this is not true.
Okay. Carlos, you still with us? Hello?
Yes,
I wanted to ask you about, there's so much to talk about, the sun is presently in a period called solar maximum, great output of energy from the sun, and there are these very powerful solar storms and solar flares, some of which have been coming in the direction of Earth, threatening Earth. The scientists, some scientists from NASA and elsewhere, have been saying that these solar flares, particularly toward 2013, could knock out the world power grid, which would mean, of course, no electricity, no computers, no distribution of food or medicine, all of those things and more. Do you think that we're in any danger of the sun knocking out the power grid?
Yeah. This is the only prediction we accept because they put many words in the Mayan prophecies. This is the only one who have a real base. Of course, this is cyclically. And the last time when this happened, destroyed all the technology in this space was just the telecom. And was completely destroyed. And if now happen, of course, disappear any possibility for because we depend now from computers and cell phones and all these things. And you can go to the ATM to find money and all the registers of the people have in the bank disappear because they are not controlled. And in this case, it's a chaos. People who can have access to food because we live in big cities, but we don't know nothing about plant, nothing for to eat. We are we dependent on the agriculture people, but they are not waiting for us and say, "Oh, come on, we are going to share." This is not going to happen, and it's a big possibility that this. Solar flares are arriving to Earth, but the other history about the war and the economy, elders are working a lot. We are doing continually ceremonies to these flares, doesn't affecting us in this year and in the next year. That's beginning this year, and for our fortune, nothing happened. We don't think in reality that we are going to be affected by this these storms. They are a minimum possibility, but this is a reality.
Okay, Carlos, why don't you tell us about the activities that you have planned, that some of the ceremonies and activities that are planned that you're involved in Guatemala that taking place the week before, leading up to December 21?
Okay. Yes. All the elders, all the Mayan priests and priestesses, we are working very strong for close the cycle, the 20th of December. And we are doing ceremonies in the awareness to receive the first light of the sun, the 21st. In many, many sacred places, holy places, in the mountains and in the sacred cities, we are doing ceremonies to open the space to share this and display this energy around the Mother Earth. And remember, in Guatemala, the Mayan people is alive. We are more than 6 million of people, and we are going to work very hard this day for not just for us, for the humanity destiny. So particularly us with a group of the circle of Mayan elders, and with the society of Mayan shamans and Akhid, who mean in Mayan priests, we are going to celebrate in Lake Atitlan in a place that we call Chuitinamit, which is the city in the top, the full traduction, and we are going to celebrate in this place to receive the energy for the 21st. We invited everybody who can come to Guatemala to celebrate. I don't know, that's Julie, I have the information for what's the best way to arrive to Guatemala. So we invited you in a special. We are very happy you can come to share and to leave this amazing opportunity, because that's happened just each 50,200 years. So this is a very special moment.
What are some of the locations that you'll be visiting?
We are going to be here in the Lake Atitlan, in the town of Santiago Atitlan, and in essential we are going to be here in the mountain of Chuy Pinamit. But we are going to do a spiritual journey before to different cities. We're going to Tikal, to Huachactún, which is the first man of astronomical observatory. We're going to be around the lake, Atitlán, and to finally celebrate this change. We are going to begin with a ceremony in Tikal, the 12th of December, because this is the Mayan New Year, and Huachaquibats, and we are going to open our journey. People are beginning to arrive the 10th of December, and we are going to move around all these different places, and we are going to have a spiritual practice to open the spiritual space for each of the people who come with us.
Okay, and for people who want to get more information about Carlos and the various activities, I recommend that you go to his website, Carlos Barrios, BARRIOS.org, where you'll get quite a bit of information about what Carlos is up to. I want to thank you very much, Carlos Barrios, for being my guest tonight on Radio Doomsday Live. I wanted to mention that upcoming next week, next Thursday night's guest will be Neil Freer. Neil was a friend of the late Zechariah Sitchin, whom I also knew, lived here in New York City, the author of books about Planet X, really the man who popularized Planet X or Nibiru, and the fabled Anunnaki, the supposed extraterrestrial inhabitants of that planet that some people believe actually is on its way back toward Earth and perhaps approaching rapidly, and that these beings may actually be coming down Earth. Now, Neil's book deals with, he's written an amazing book. It deals with the what our humanity's position should be, our political position should be, and our social position toward the Anunnaki when and if they openly land to say hello again to the human race. So don't miss next week's show. And coming up very soon will be my exclusive interview with Princess Nakamura. Princess Nakamura from Japan claims that her third eye was opened as a result of contact with beings of light, extraterrestrial and interdimensional beings of light. And she also happens to believe in 3 days of darkness approaching soon. So we'll be talking to her. She's known as the Barbara Walters of Japan. She's a television interviewer and has interviewed such people as Ronald Reagan and all kinds of world leaders. So anyhow, this is Mike Luckman signing off until next time, if there is a next time.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself.
Fury's beating down your